Most media buyers doing competitor research look at the creative first. That's the wrong place to start, and it's why so many inspired by competitor campaigns miss badly. A good competitor ad spy process starts by identifying intent, not visuals. The creative tells you what an ad looks like. The call to action tells you what the advertiser actually believes about their customer at that moment, whether they're generating a first click from cold traffic, closing a warm prospect, or pulling someone back from abandonment. That's funnel-level intelligence. It's hiding in plain sight inside every ad, ignored by the majority of people who have access to it. The archive versus intelligence problem. A Power Ad Spy competitor ad spy tool is a searchable archive whose job is to surface ads. Competitor ad intelligence adds an analysis layer on top, one that connects competitor signal to decisions in your own account. Most practitioners use it at the archive level, search a keyword, scroll creatives, screenshot what looks good. That's not useless. But it captures maybe a fraction of what's available. The jump from archive to intelligence happens when you start reading what ads intend, not just what they show. YCTA type is a funnel map. Every ad a competitor has ever run is built around a single assumption: this person is at this stage of awareness, and this CTA is the right next step for them. That's why a competitor ad spy workflow should focus on CTA patterns before creative elements. Shop now means they're targeting buyers, high intent, almost certainly a warm or retargeted audience. Learn more signals education, typically cold traffic. Sign up suggests list building or a trial. Get quote and apply now mean longer cycle, high consideration purchases. When you sort competitor ads by CTA type, you stop looking at individual creatives and start reading a competitor's funnel architecture. That's a different category of insight entirely. Power Ad Spy's call to action based sorting makes this practical. Pull every ad a competitor is running, then filter to a single CTA, shop now, learn more, sign up. You can immediately see which stage of their funnel they're committing budget to. Here's a concrete example using real data. Take weight loss supplements, one of the most competitive Facebook ad categories by keyword volume. Sort competitor ads for that keyword by shop now and check the engagement-oriented details view. You'll consistently find the surviving long runners skewed heavily toward a 35 to 54 female demographic. That's not a creative insight, it's a structural one. The cold traffic education fight for that audience has already been won by entrenched brands. What you're seeing is pure retargeting spend. If you're entering that category with a Learn More CTA targeting a broad audience, you're fighting a different battle than your brief accounts for. If nearly all of a competitor's visible ads carry Shop Now with almost nothing on Learn More, two readings are possible. Either they've cracked a warm audience retargeting strategy, or they're pushing cold traffic into bottom funnel copy and watching cost per acquisition climb. Either reading is actionable. A Shop Now CTA on a long-form brand awareness video, meanwhile, is a structural mismatch, a dead giveaway of an ad that was revised mid-flight or never properly tested. Engagement data confirms the bet. CTA sorting tells you the intent. Engagement data tells you whether the bet paid off. Power Ad Spy surfaces engagement-oriented details for competitor ads, shares, likes, comments, reactions. These aren't vanity numbers in this context, they're confirmation signals. An ad with a Learn More CTA and high share volume means the cold traffic educational angle resonated enough that people passed it along. Rare, and worth understanding why. Sorting by shares specifically often surfaces the creative that generated organic amplification, a rare and meaningful signal worth isolating. An ad with a Shop Now CTA and almost no public engagement likely ran against a small retargeting list. Low engagement is expected when the audience is already warm and contained. The failure mode I see consistently, buyers sort by total engagement alone, which measures virality, not advertiser intent. An ad with high likes but almost no comments likely ran as a boosted post to a cold audience, not as a performance creative, which means the engagement is measuring reach, not resonance. Sorting by likes or shares without first filtering by CTA type mixes viral informational content with direct response retargeting ads into the same reference pool. A creative brief built from that pool contradicts itself and works at no stage of the funnel. Sort by CTA first. Then sort by engagement within that CTA bucket. Now you're reading competitor funnels, not competitor creatives. Also read. Ad spy tools, stop copying dead competitor ads. Competitor ad analysis, a pattern extraction framework. The workflow, step by step. Here's how to run this inside Power Ad Spy without ending up with a folder of pretty ads that go nowhere. Search by competitor domain or advertiser name. Pull their full visible ad inventory. If you're researching a category rather than a specific brand, use keyword search, but stay specific. Broad keywords surface noise at this stage. For Facebook Ad Spy research, narrowing by advertiser before filtering dramatically reduces that noise. Apply call to action based sorting. Filter to one CTA type at a time. Start with Shop Now to understand their direct response posture, then run a separate pass on Learn More to map the awareness layer. Keep these sessions separate, mixing CTA types in one research pass blurs the funnel signal. Sort within the CTA bucket by shares, then by likes. Shares surface content people found worth passing on. Likes surface content people found credible or relatable. Different creative qualities, and you want both signals. Check filter by ad positions. An ad running in newsfeed is a different creative strategy than one running inside location, different formats, different intent, different audiences. Verify you're comparing like with like before drawing conclusions about what's working. Bookmark the strongest examples. Power Ad Spy's Bookmark the Best Ads feature exists precisely for this. Save the ads that pass your CTA and engagement filter so you can reference them in briefs without rebuilding the search. Note why each passed, which CTA, what engagement pattern, what ad position. Apply geo-targeted filters before finalizing conclusions. A Shop Now ad performing in one market might be a regional promotion, a seasonal push, or a localized offer. Power Ad Spy filters competitor ads across 149-plus countries, narrow to your actual target market before treating any engagement data as meaningful for your own campaigns. Ready to map your competitors' funnels today? Start your free Power Ad Spy trial and run the CTA sorting workflow on your top three competitors, the funnel architecture is already there, waiting to be read. What the audience data adds. Once you've identified the ads worth studying, targeting signals surface for individual competitor ads, keyword data, gender, country, interest targeting, and age breakdowns. This is where a competitor ad spy workflow moves beyond creative research and into audience intelligence. This is where a Learn More ad that looked generic suddenly makes sense, the demographic data behind it reveals a specific audience segment the creative was written for. Without that context, you'd try to replicate the ad for the wrong audience and wonder why it doesn't land. An ad surviving with a 35 to 54 female audience signals different creative, landing page copy, CTA phrasing, and placement choices than one dominating with 18 to 24 males, even for the same product. The surface creative might look similar. The structural brief underneath it is entirely different. Don't skip this step. The creative is the surface. The audience data is the blueprint. Why scale matters here? One objection I hear regularly, I can do this manually by checking competitors' pages directly. You can for a handful of currently running ads, at a single point in time. Power Ad Spy indexes over 500 million ads across 10 ad networks Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, and 6 others with 500,000 plus new ads added every single day. That volume matters for this workflow because funnel mapping only produces reliable signal when you can see enough of a competitor's history to understand what they're committing to, not just what they tested recently. One Shop Now ad is noise. A A dozen Shop Now ads clustered around the same creative angle over several months is a pattern, and patterns are what this workflow is built to find. Running this across geographies with geo-targeted competitor data covering 149 plus countries makes it possible to distinguish a global strategy from a regional test. That distinction changes your brief entirely. What looks like a brand commitment might be a market-specific experiment that hasn't been rolled out. The geographic arbitrage workflow is straightforward: search by keyword or competitor domain, apply your location filter, note sparse or absent results, then cross-reference against global results to find formats winning elsewhere but undeployed in your market. The same logic applies on Instagram. Spying on competitor Instagram ads through Power Ad Spy surfaces engagement metrics, targeting options, and lander details that a manual scroll of an advertiser's profile won't show. Stories placements are the clearest example. They disappear from public view within 24 hours but remain searchable in the database. Three things that go wrong. Skipping the CTA filter and going straight to engagement sorting. You end up with a jumble of cold traffic content, retargeting ads, and brand awareness plays that share nothing except a high like count. Briefs built from this pool contradict themselves at the copy level. Treating every high engagement ad as a conversion winner. Engagement confirms the creative resonated with the audience that saw it. It says nothing about what happened after the click. Be honest about what the data can and can't tell you and note that observation in your brief so whoever uses it doesn't overclaim. Researching at a global level when you operate in a specific market. Solid competitor ad analysis done at the wrong geography produces conclusions that don't transfer. Apply the location filter before drawing any inferences from engagement benchmarks. The output that actually gets used. The point of this workflow isn't a mood board of pretty ads. It's a brief with teeth. It tells a copywriter which funnel stage to target, which CTA to anchor the ad around, and what an engagement benchmark looks like for that CTA type in your specific category. This is where a competitor ad spy process becomes genuinely useful, turning ad research into actionable creative direction. It identifies which angles competitors have already validated at that stage. It answers the questions a creative team actually asks before they start writing. That brief takes a few hours to build with the right method. Without the CTA-first approach, it takes much longer and produces far less usable output, because you're collecting inspiration instead of reading intent. The creative is the last decision, not the first. Start with funnel intent, confirm it with engagement signal, verify it against your geography, then look at what the ad says and shows. In that order, you're doing competitor ad intelligence. In the other order, you're building a swipe file. Start your free Power Ad Spy trial and run the CTA sorting workflow on your top three competitors today. The funnel map is already there, waiting to be read.